too, don't you?
Okay, we are recording now. Today is the 15th, right?
Yep.
Of July, and this is Antoinette Visor. I'm here with Don Lago and Keith and Nancy. So,
and she even has green toes.
I did.
To honor you.
I know that you got a pedicure. I believe you
she
did too.
Has black
or about
toes.
To get a pedicure.
In honor of Lowell Observatory, she always has black with little white speckles on it.
Uh-huh. She's got new fingernails.
Yeah.
Oh, they look pretty. Very nice.
Yeah.
It looks like her toenails may have been done too.
Did they do that for you here?
Black with white.
I didn't realize this is such a stylish place.
Well, I was just going to pick up where Tom Martin left off, which was, and then just kind of skip over to Nancy. And he left off in 1976, and he was going to ask Keith some questions, but I'm going to let this go a little longer questioning on these guys, on Larry Powell, Bob Sutton, John Martini, Grizzly, as they called him, Grizzly. I thought we could just wait on that and, you know, just do a little bit here with Nancy, and you can jump in if you need to, Keith, to, you know, to help out with it.
Okay.
So he did, Tom did ask Nancy about the names of her North Rim girls, so I think that is in a previous recording. And as we talk about the ladies, you know, I'm sure their names will come up again. So you started on the North Rim, Nancy, in the summer of 1978 because I believe a friend of yours told you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And was this another teacher down in Sierra Vista, or?
So this was it was Susan, right?
Yes.
Susan.
Susan. Kane. What are their last names?
Kane.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just get this on. On another page. So Susan, is it K-A-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Told Nancy about...
Well, Nancy, after that point was...
I was an RA in the dorm in Tucson.
You were an RA in the dorm?
In Tucson.
And she was also an RA?
No, she lived on my floor.
She lived on your floor. Okay. And she let you know about it?
Well... She said, what are you doing this summer? And I said, well, I'm going to go back up to Phoenix and live with my parents and find a job.
Okay.
And she took me by the shoulders and she said, you have to.
And you were going to go home to be with your parents, but she told you about the coming up there.
Well, she was going to, she had been working, in the summer times, at DPS, right? As a switchboard operator, and you know she was gonna go back to that. And Susan said, "No, this is, you gotta see the North Rim. You gotta go to the North Rim." And so Susan got her a job there, and they guys could go up together.
And you told Tom that you were cleaning the cabins, right? And you got to go out to the rim and look at the...
Clean the cabins. Take a Johnny bullet and go out there and then look at the canyon.
And look at the canyon in between cleaning the rooms, which is really cool.
So were there only cabins back then, or were there motels? Was the motel there yet?
No, motels, I'm just rebuilt. I think they put a few days.
The motels had not been built yet?
I think the previous day.
They had been built the previous year.
Oh, they had been built the previous year. Okay. And this is the summer of 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And so you stayed there working, cleaning the cabins, and generally enjoying yourself and enjoying the beautiful views, it sounded like.
And hitting the bars.
And hitting the bars. And hitting the bars. A woman after my own heart.
Bar.
Yes. Hitting the bar. Good. And so, and did you meet all those ladies, your North Rim girls, that first summer?
Yes.
Okay. And so maybe we could get their names one more time. So one was Susan Kane. That was, would you consider her one of the girls?
Oh, yes, she was. And her sister, Kathy Kane.
Kathy Kane.
C.
Okay. Her sister. Who else?
Joyce Rosenberg.
Okay, Joyce Rosenberg.
Jeannie Lawson.
Jeannie Lawson. J-E-A-N-N-E. Jeannie Lawson. Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Was there one more?
Yes, Pamela McQuaid.
Pamela Clay?
McQuaid.
McQuaid.
McQuaid?
McQuaid.
McQuaid?
McQuaid, yeah.
McQuaid. Okay. And that's all of you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you were number 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then, of course, I was Nancy Rubis.
Say again?
I was Nancy Rubis.
Oh, yeah. And you had your maiden name then. Yes. R-E-V-I-S-T?
R-I-V-E-S-T.
I have.
R-I-V-E-S-T? Yeah.
Okay. And that first summer of 1978, did you meet Keith yet or no? You were just a wild child in the summer of 78.
That's good.
And then in the fall, did you go back to teaching?
Yes.
Okay. And you were you teaching special ed at that point?
Yes.
What grades were you teaching?
K through three.
Okay. So you were an elementary special ed teacher.
Uh-huh.
And that was what you majored in. You majored probably in education and got a certificate in special ed,
yes.
Or? Yes. Okay. Okay, so then can we jump ahead to the summer of 79? I think what Tom was trying to do was to get it to the point where they met and go from there, but then we can go back future.
Nancy had an annual reunion on the North Rim. Did that include the Fred Harvey friends? Or was that your teacher friends?
An annual reunion.
Didn't you? I thought you occasionally met up with friends on the North Rim.
Well, yeah, but not the first year.
But yeah, so yes, but not the first year. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the summer, you went back to the canyon in the summer of 79, and like I don't know what the process is for summer employees. Like, how does that work? I mean,
call them up and beg.
Really? So it's hard to get a job.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good to know. So you call
and
the
beg.
Canyon and you beg for a job. And when do you start calling? Like what? When do you have?
Soon as it opens.
Soon as it opens.
Mm-hmm.
So the North Rim, you know, the South Rim was Fred Harvey. The North Rim was it called the Utah Company?
No, it was TW Services.
TW Services
okay.
Was the company on the North
and
Rim.
Since they were a Utah-connected company, they sort of had a reputation for hiring Mormons first.
Oh.
And other people. And Mormons are probably better behaved than the bar.
Not the bar. The bar was empty.
And Nancy. Okay.
I don't know if that was still true when Nancy was there.
Was there a lot of Mormons there at that time? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, okay, except for you and your friends.
they were the troublemakers.
And so were you a cabin maid in 1979 too?
Yes.
And all of your friends were cabin maids?
Yeah.
No, Jeannie moved on to the dining room.
Jeannie moved on to the dining room.
Okay.
And Joyce moved on to the front office.
Joyce moved on to the front office.
And Susan worked the front desk.
Susan worked the front desk.
Okay. Why did you get stuck making the beds?
I know.
I wasn't complaining.
What's that?
I wasn't complaining.
You weren't complaining, you were just happy to be there?
It's less stressful than dealing with tourists
all the time, or other office people.
Hey, if she was a special ed teacher, she could have dealt with pretty much anybody, I would think.
But this is a break from dealing with people.
Yeah.
So, did you and Keith meet in the summer of 79 or not yet? Did you do any really cool hikes in the summer of 78 and 79? That we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Mostly the Oasis. Down to the tunnel.
Down to the tunnel?
And back.
Okay.
So the North Kaibab Trail.
Okay. The North Kaibab Trail down to the tunnel and back.
I don't remember the mileage of that, but...
It's only 3 miles.
3 miles. Only 3 miles, he says, yes.
Well, actually, it's only a mile and a half.
No.
Oh, total 3 miles, then.
3 miles round trip.
So that's a veteran Grand Canyon hiker when he says only 3 miles.
I know. Because I caught some of his where he would go for like 9 miles in one direction and then come back, which was, Okay, and so what else can you remember from those 78 and 79, those two summers, that anything special stick out in your mind?
Okay, Swallow first.
I don't know if she remembers it, but on the south rim in 78, there was a snowstorm in June.
Oh, that's an interesting... Did that probably caused all kind of issues?
Yeah, it, well, not really, because it didn't stick, of course.
But it was exciting.
It was exciting, yeah.
Do you remember that snowstorm in the summer of 78? Maybe it just didn't stick in her mind.
That, or was that before she was there?
Or maybe it was only on the south rim?
Maybe it was.
Should have been.
Okay. And so then you go back to teaching again in the fall? Of 79, did you go back to teaching again?
Yes. In 1929 was the year that the fireball of lightning came down the chimney of the lodge and shot back off.
Whoa.
And there's bricks not off.
Wow.
There's still not off.
Did you hear that? The summer of 79 was when lightning,
a ball of lightning
went down the chimney of the lodge and it shot back up and knocked off bricks.
I remember part of that story.
Do you remember that?
I've heard that story.
Golly, that's intense.
Wow, did you hear the boom?
Oh, did I hear it? I was in the cabin, I tried to crawl under the bed, but they had those kind of beds that had boards around them. So I wasn't very successful.
Man.
She was trying to hide from it.
Yeah, trying to crawl under the bed.
Whoa. Do you remember if there was a lot of rain and or hail with that?
It really wasn't.
Really wasn't, huh?
Just some random.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Okay, that's a good memory, an interesting memory to have of that. Thank goodness you weren't hiking.
Oh, I know it.
Gosh.
Yeah. So then you go back to teaching in the fall of 1979, and then you start calling again to try to get in for the summer of 80?
Yep.
Okay, and they hire you again? Did all your girlfriends go back?
Yep.
Cool. And did you still work in the as a cabin maid in the third summer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope.
You were what?
Promoted.
Promoted?
Tour guide.
Tour guide. She was promoted to the tour guide the third year.
Oh, cool. Now that would be fun.
On the north rim? Yeah. No. North rim?
So the buses would come in. They'd go out to Cape Coral.
Buses would come in and...
We'd get on.
You would get on the buses.
Go to Cape Royal.
And you'd what?
Go out to Cape Royal.
Go to Cape Royal, and Cape, yeah, that's one of the drives from the North Rim. There's one road. There's really not many options on the North Rim, but there's one road that goes up to Point Imperial and Cape Royal, which has the best views, yep, of the canyon.
Huh.
And so you get on the bus and talk to these people.
Yes.
Point out the what they needed to take a look at. And the history. Wow, that would be a fun job.
I didn't know
job.
They did that back then. Hmm.
This kind of was preparation for your eventual ASRA job. Yeah. We won't even get in. I don't know when you started working for ASRA, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's a lot later. Okay. All right, so did you meet Keith in the summer of 80?
No,
still hadn't met Keith. He's still down doing his own thing on the South Rim, smoking pot, drinking at the bar.
So,
I listened to all those interviews.
So there used to be a tradition when the North Rim was run by a different company. They had singaways at the North Rim Lodge, as it was when almost everybody came in on bus and not car. As the buses were leaving, all the housemaids and staff and waitresses would come out and sing songs as the tourists were leaving.
Did they still do that at the time?
So.
It was,
yeah,
earlier, huh?
The singaway.
I think Tom Martin asked her that question,
yeah,
and I think she had said that when she started, that had already ended.
Yeah, I think that ended in the 60s, because there weren't enough bus tours anymore. It was mostly cars. Hmm. But it's very civilized, don't you think?
I think it's really sweet.
Yeah,
I do, too. Why did we stop doing that?
Let me ask real quickly, Keith, do you remember in the summer of 78, 79, or 80, ever being at the North Rim and hanging out with any of these babes in the bar?
I was at the North Rim quite often, but no, I didn't hang out with the babes at the bar.
You were working, or what were you doing?
No, I was just, of course, by the time you get to the North Rim, you're pretty darn tired, so I don't think I did very much, other than, I think the first year I would have been there would have been in 72. But I was there in the winter, I finally got time off in October of that year, and it was after the North Rim had closed.
Of 72?
Of 72.
So that was your first time to go up there?
Mm-hmm.
In the cold, kind of?
Yeah, it was snowing. It started, which was rather a surprise to me because, I've been hiking across the canyon, so it was pretty hot, still pretty warm. But anyway, I got to the North Rim and it started snowing. And by the time I got out to the, the trail comes up about, what did you say that was? Probably about half a mile or so from the lodge, where the lodge is. And of course I wanted to see the lodge, so I hiked on out to the lodge, but it started snowing, so by the time I got to the lodge, all the buildings had about 2 inches of snow on them.
Where did you sleep that night?
I went back down.
There you go.
It was when there was a campground at Roaring Springs, which there isn't anymore, but there was a campground there, and I camped there, and did a day hike. Roaring Springs is 4.5 miles, I believe, from the North Rim, and so I just did a day hike up there, but I got up there, and then I went around the lodge to the canyon side, because of course all that time I'd been hanging out on the South Rim, looking at the North Rim, wondering what the South Rim looks like from the North Rim.
That's cool.
And And so, anyway, so I got out, I got out and around the lodge over to the side where you could see the south rim. And you could probably see about 30 feet because it was snowing.
No,
so, hard.
So you really didn't get much of a chance to see
so
it.
So you couldn't see it, no.
Well, let me go back to, let me see. We're going to go forward now to the summer of 80 with Nancy again. And Nancy, okay, so the thing with the lightning, that happened in 80? Or 79. Okay, so do you remember anything special in 80? You started doing the tours in 80. Did you have any weird experiences with being a tour guide? Or any really neat, did you meet any neat, interesting people doing that on the buses? Can you remember anything about that?
No, not really.
Not really? Just sort of did it. And
I remember telling me one time about an entire busload of Jewish people from Israel.
Oh. Was that the first year, do you think? Or was that 80 or 81? 80.
They all had their tattoos.
Wow, so they were survivors. They were camp survivors.
Yes.
Oh, they were.
Wow, that's pretty amazing that you had a whole busload of them. Wow. That's pretty neat. Must have been a special tour for them.
Apparently, or a do-it-yourself tour, or a club, or something.
Were they, do you remember if they were Israelis? Mm-hmm. Oh, they were, so they had gone to Israel after the war. That's interesting. Kind of neat that they got to go to the canyon. That would have, yeah, 20 years after, 45, 55, yeah, 30 years after. Okay, so then you go back to teaching again. So this would have been your, okay, you graduated from college in 77, so taught in 78, 79, 80. And then, so you've taught now special ed 3 years, the summer of 81. You go back again.
I moved to Sierra Vista.
Oh,
she moved to Sierra,
moved to Sierra Vista.
In 80.
In 80. Did you teach in Sierra Vista too?
Yes.
When you were teaching before, were you teaching in Tucson or Sierra Vista?
Apache Junction.
Oh, Apache Junction. Wow, that's out there. Yeah. Okay, so in the summer of 81, did you work as a tour guide on a bus again?
Yes, and a lot of odd jobs too.
A lot of odd jobs too.
Okay.
So yes, she worked on the bus and a lot of odd jobs too.
Okay. Did you, go ahead, Don.
So I wonder, did Nancy make a lot of friends among the Rangers at the North Rim?
Well, we left that to Kathy.
We left that to Kathy.
Oh, Kathy made a lot of friends with the Rangers.
Okay.
Kathy Kane.
Well, Susan, too.
Well, Susan wasn't into the Rangers.
Susan wasn't into Rangers.
Oh. But she wasn't.
No.
Nope.
Oh. There you go.
So, does that mean Nancy wasn't into Rangers?
No.
They're so smart.
I had a flame.
She said she had a flame with what? A who? A marathon runner?
Wait, let's see if we can get that. River runner.
River runner.
Oh, a river runner.
Uh-oh.
Only you and me and the river will ever know. I think that was the line of a well-known river runner from Flagstaff, I heard.
Who?
By the name of Tom Olson.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know him?
No.
Yeah, he was a river runner in the 70s and 80s. Okay, that's a good story. Do you want to name the river runner, or would you rather leave that out of the oral history?
Let's leave it in the river.
Let's leave it in the river. All right.
Live it in the river.
Keith probably, I don't know if he knew this about me.
Yeah, I
did. Not sure he wants to know all,
he
of,
did.
His,
no, he
all
did.
Of his romantic past stories.
Well, So then, that was the summer of 81. Anything else exciting happened then?
You got a bartender? Were you a bartender?
Yes.
She was a bartender. She was a bartender. All right.
Holy cow.
I didn't know that. It's going to ruin my image of you.
Now she's training my caregivers to be bartenders.
Well, that's why they needed non-Mormons, so they'd have a few bartenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to know how to be a bartender and learn how to make all those drinks.
Come over really Friday cool night.
Bar. I mean, it's an old sort of, it's all done in the same rustic style, and there's pictures of Teddy Roosevelt on the wall there.
Oh, that's cool.
And I can't remember if there's like stuffed deer heads or anything like that, but it's a very rustic, Western themed bar.
Okay. Cool. Is that a skill that you took with you for future parties and whatnot? You remembered how to make all those Manhattans and fancy drinks and stuff?
Nobody orders Manhattans.
Nobody orders Manhattans.
Oh, I love Manhattans.
I doubt the North Carolina was all that fancy. Stuff like that.
You could have looked it up. You had a book there, as I recall. You could have looked it up and seen how to make one.
Okay, now, did you meet in the summer of 81? No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they still. So we were going to have to fill in from 76 to we catch up with Keith, and Nancy.
When did you guys meet? Oh, 82 is when 82. They met.
82. Yeah. Okay, so before we do that, let me just understand. You went back then to Sierra Vista, and that was where your mom and dad lived in the fall of 81?
Mm-hmm. We hadn't retired
yet. No, they hadn't retired yet?
Okay. They were still in Phoenix.
They were still in Phoenix.
But they bought a house down in Sierra Vista.
Okay.
That they lived in, and that's why you went to Sierra Vista? No.
Did you go to Sierra Vista because it was a good job?
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job there.
Apache Junction's kind of way out there too, yeah. Right? Okay, so then in the summer of 82, what was your job at the North Rim? Tour guide. And
drove the employee shuttle.
And she drove the employee shuttle bus.
Okay, now what is the employee shuttle bus?
Well, probably from the village to the employee's living area.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty long walk.
From their living area to where they work?
Yeah, it's a pretty good walk. What is it, half a mile or, I don't know, something like that.
Mile and a half.
And it was like a bigger van type thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a van, yeah.
It was a bigger van.
Okay.
And back then, the employee housing was probably not very good, I wouldn't think. I mean, there were some pretty rustic old...
It was rustic, all right.
Because yeah. Those cabins are in front of the general store, where the store is.
Right.
And those cabins, the little cabins, that was the employee housing.
Okay.
How many people were in each cabin?
There could be as many as four.
Did you say three?
Three, Nancy?
Were there just three? I remember two bunk beds.
Well, even a lot of the ranger housing back in the 70s was pretty rustic. I mean, it's sort of left over from the, Great Depression years when the CCC was building stuff.
Okay, I have to ask a completely ignorant question because I never worked at the Grand Canyon or anything like that. Was there television up there? Nothing like that.
Well, there's still in the, even today, there's no television in a lot of the National Park lodges because when they were built, the walls were so thin, they were just, basically plywood, that there was no soundproofing. So if you had, at the North Rim cabins, you can hear every word somebody's saying in the cabin, in the other half of the cabin. There's sometimes two halves to one. And you can hear every word everybody's saying. So if you had TVs, it'd just be incredibly obnoxious.
Okay.
And it's the same way at Bright Angel Lodge and at like Mesa Verde, and I don't know where else, but you know, they were just not designed for soundproofing.
Okay.
So well,
plus there was no reception.
Yeah, well, that was
okay, because of the canyon itself.
But even today, you could have TVs if you wanted, but it'd just be so racket.
It'd be kind of rude.
Yeah, well, it'd be miserable for a lot of people.
No, it wasn't because of the canyon. It was because it was wilderness, and the closest. Well, I remember in the 70s anyway, and there was a TV set at the at Victor Hall, which is an employee housing. There was a TV set there, but it only worked part of the time. It didn't work all the time because it all depended on, there's apparently a shack up on Bill Williams Mountain, you know, over by Williams.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that, and the shack would get hit by lightning, or, you know, or somebody would go up there and mess with it or whatever.
Not
but it
ruined.
Would be out for
yeah.
months at a time, or days at a time anyway.
Okay.
And so there was no reliable TV service anyway.
Well, I know that I heard from listening to your oral history interviews that you were a Joni Mitchell fan, as was I, even though your roommate hated Joni Mitchell, is what I recall.
Yes.
I wondered, Nancy, did you or your girlfriends take any record players with you, or did you have any music up there?
Cassette tapes?
Oh, cassette tapes. Okay.
So, Nancy, when you were in the bar, was there live entertainment there?
No.
No?
Other than the fights.
Fights, because
of fights.
Oh,
there was the
no
fights
music.
Were the entertainment.
But there was no music, okay. Because the South Room had live music.
That's why they were fighting, they were bored.
Okay, so, yeah, let's hear about the fights. Who would fight? Cowboys and Indians. My husband, you know, I think I told you he had a Native American art store, Pushteca, downtown. And he knew both the cowboys and the Indians, some of them down there. And he also said that he knew there were some fights down there.
Hmm.
Do you guys know, I mean, like, well, let's just stick with Nancy right now. Do you remember what those guys would fight about? Or
it was racism. Down pure and simple racism. I remember on the South Room, the Bright Angel Bar, and it was, you know, because there's no TV or anything, it was, you know, full of people all the time, you know. And so you'd be, you know, the jukebox was down at the end of the bar, and if the jukebox started skipping, you knew that there was like some cowboy and Indian, you know, wailing on each other on top of the jukebox.
Wow.
How about hippies and cowboys? Were there hippies and rednecks?
You know, I don't remember that, but it could have been, I'm sure it could happen.
Yeah, you didn't get into the hippie fights with anybody?
I didn't, no. Okay.
You should listen to Keith's oral history.
Yeah,
he got into all kinds of stuff that you can hear. I wonder, do you remember what the Native Americans up there were they cleaning, or what were they doing on the North Rim?
Navajo.
Navajo
and the cabin maids.
They were cabin maids.
Wranglers.
And wranglers.
Uh-huh.
And so because they were wranglers, they worked with other cowboy wranglers.
Yes.
And is that how it got, they would get it on?
Yeah.
Okay. What did the wranglers do? I mean, up there, right? Go ahead.
It takes the trips down in the canyon.
But the
mules.
Mule
rides, you know, they didn't go to Phantom Ranch, like, from the South Rim. But they go down. How far did they go down, Keith?
They go up to the town.
They would go. Wait a second. Go ahead.
Down to the town.
Down to the town?
Tunnel.
Oh.
And back up. Or they go all the way down to Roaring Springs and back.
Okay, all the way down to
Roaring Springs.
Roaring Springs and back up with the mules.
Right.
And that was like a tourist ride thing?
Yes.
Okay, and did, both cowboys and Indians did it.
To Bruce Aiken down at Roaring Springs?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
So you must have known Bruce Aiken pretty well.
Yeah, I did. Mary Aiken is a special...
Mary was a friend?
A special friend of Keith's.
A special friend of Keith's?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't know that. Okay, and so did you get to know the Aikens before you met Keith?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. After you met Keith. Well, is there anything else that we should know about your time on the North Rim before you met Keith?
No.
You've told us all you want to tell. Okay, I get that. And so how did
there's that ranger that, what was his name, Bill Hall?
Uh-huh.
That was part of your time there.
Was he still there at that point?
Yes.
Really?
You knew Bill?
Well, there's a trail name for him.
Oh.
I assume it's the same Bill Hall, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was earlier in history.
No, sorry. Okay.
How old was Bill Hall in the late 70s, early 80s?
Oh, I met him about 25.
Oh, young guy still. Okay. 25. And they have a trail named after him now?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't remember for sure, but it seems to me like some of the North Rim girls were having affairs with him.
No.
No?
I'm preferring Jan was.
Who what?
Jan was another woman. Or does that?
I have to get over there next to her. Say again.
Jan was another one. Word.
Jan?
Jan. Did you that de-virginized by Bill Hall?
Oh, I need you to translate that last
sorry.
Part. When go ahead.
Jan.
Chad?
Jan. Got de-virginized by...
Got...
De-virginized.
Oh, de-virginized by Bill Hall. Jan did.
Wow. The conversation has changed since I came back. I was like, what are you talking about now? Okay.
Okay.
I missed out on a lot.
Okay. So that was Jan, not Jeannie.
Yeah,
Jan. Okay.
Jan.
Okay. Well, we don't need to know Jan's last name, I guess.
Probably not. Yeah. Jan might not appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So at some point, now we're in 81, right?
We haven't 81? Hit 82 yet.
Or 82.
Are we in 82? That's you when met you
Keith
meet him.
You met Keith in 82. Okay, so we were just finishing up anything that may have happened in 81. And Bill Hall, it sounds like he...
79.
Bill Hall was 79? In 79?
Bill
that
Hall.
That was in 79.
Okay. And he was Bill Hall a ranger?
Yes.
Okay, and he was a pretty well-known ranger in his through time?
Well, he got a trail name for him, so that's pretty rare.
Why do you think that they named a trail after him?
Well, he died up there. He died on the North Rim.
Oh, okay.
That
helps. Mm. And the other trail on the North Rim is the Kinpatrick Trail, which is also a ranger who died.
Okay.
So I guess that was a tradition.
I don't know when Bill Hall died, if that was...
79.
He died in 79.
That's what she was... Okay, referring to 79. He died.
All right.
How did he die?
And then Kinpatrick...
He was recalling. He was responding to a ranger station.
He was responding to a call?
Yes. There was an accident at the entrance station.
There was an accident at the entrance station.
And he was responding to it.
And he was responding to it.
And he went down the switchbacks.
And he went down the switchbacks.
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 Mm-hmm.
By the time at the trailhead.
Trailhead?
At the trailhead.
At the trailhead.
And he lost control of his car.
Oh my gosh, and he lost control of his car.
Oh.
How sad.
Trying to get to the accident?
The accident wasn't even an injury.
Oh, the accident wasn't even a big accident. Oh, it was that's so sad. He was
that
probably frantic and
So that's why he had a trail named after him.
Well, I'd forgotten that story.
Do you remember what time of day that happened?
In the afternoon.
Oh,
afternoon.
So it wasn't even at night. He was just kind of rushing to get there.
But wasn't it? The road was slippery, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The road was slippery. Oh, it had rained. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that was in 79. So that's
bit of good. So the Bill Pulch Trail goes down to Deer Creek.
Okay. Okay. All right. So anything else before Keith that stands out in your mind?
Yes, we used to celebrate Christmas. On July 25th.
On July 25th. That's cool.
Hey, we got to do that this July 25th. Yep. Put it in the notebook.
Did the whole North Rim do that?
Yes.
All the employees?
Well, that's almost Nancy's birthday.
I
when
know,
is your
the
birthday?
27?
29th. Okay. Just for a second.
We've had it already a couple times this month.
What did they do to celebrate Christmas?
Put up a tree.
Decorate. Yeah,
nice.
We'd have Halloween.
You'd have Halloween?
On
August 31st.
Oh, they had Halloween on August 31st.
They're desperate for entertainment.
I think so.
And you got dressed up and had Halloween party?
Yeah.
Fun.
Cool. Well, that's good. That's interesting. We happened to be at Yellowstone on July 25th, and they were having Christmas too. So I guess that's stuff they do at national parks.
Yeah, they close like November or something, or at least it.
So they have it. They have Christmas in the summer then.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense now.
The time. Okay. Yeah. Can we go about 10 more minutes? Are you up for at least that 10 more minutes, or are you too tired? You okay? Good.
Okay.
Good.
And then they also have a big parade on the 4th of July every year.
Oh, and the North and South Rim?
And at Phantom Ranch, too.
Well, yeah, but Phantom Ranch didn't used to. But anyway, yeah, the ones on the North Rim, they get out all their fire, two fire trucks or whatever, all their fire trucks and everything, and they could come. I guess I'm not sure where they start, but they end up making a circle around in front of the lodge and going back.
About ten times.
Wow! They make a circle around the lodge and just go around and around.
No, there's
a loop right there.
There's a
right.
Loop. The road makes
a dead end.
So
okay.
Yeah.
And then you have to go where to the campground or the ranger town or
you have to go back. Yeah.
Don, do you have any thing in your brain that you know that may have occurred in that time period 78, 79, 80, 81 that you might want to ask her?
Well, no. I mean, there's a few ranger people I knew, but it didn't sound like Nancy was hanging out with the rangers.
Well, she may tell you. She may if you ask her.
So there was a ranger named Jim Bailey. He was the law enforcement guy. So did you know him? It might have been slightly before your time.
Okay.
It was somewhere in the 70s.
Okay, so how...
I can tell the story about one time when I was up there.
Yeah.
Except I have to remember their names. They called them Mormon. They weren't Jack Mormons.
Okay.
They called them Jack Mormons, and it was a group of trail crew. Oh, help me, Nancy! Remember their
names. Daryl Shakespeare. Yeah,
Daryl Shakespeare.
So Shakespeare is actually a name over near Bryce Canyon. There's a whole Shakespeare family
around
Bryce Canyon. There's even a Shakespeare Point outside the park, and they're their family comes from Stratford, where William Shakespeare came
from. Oh, cool.
Wow, good job, Nancy.
All right, Daryl Shakespeare was part of this Mormon, Jack Mormon crew.
Well, anyway, it was a bunch of them.
Okay.
And I don't know how they did it. We were in the bar, and I'm not sure how they did it, but somehow they talked me into getting up on one of the tables.
Why?
And so I stood up on one of the tables, and they picked up the table.
Oh my gosh!
And held it and picked it up over their heads.
Oh my!
You are lucky that you didn't fall off the table.
I know. I am.
Were
goodness.
You there when that happened?
I was there when Jeannie danced on the floor.
You were there when Jeannie what?
Danced on the bar.
You were there when Jeannie danced on the bar?
Oh, Jeannie, yeah. One Jeannie. Of her friends, got the girls.
Were you drinking?
Probably.
Did you have a lampshade? No lampshade.
Nobody ever drank there, that's for sure.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I mean, were you already drinking? I would have had to have been before I let him.
Yep.
Okay, so she was there when Jeannie was on the bar, but not when Keith was on the table. So how then did you and Keith cross paths?
Well, versions of that story.
We have several versions of that story,
well,
so you got to get... So we want to hear your version
first. Let's hear your version
and then
first.
We'll hear Keith's.
Well, I was driving the show.
Driving shuttle.
Okay.
And I came out at 2:30 in the afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then this guy that would climb on who was all greasy.
And this guy was all, his hair was all greasy?
His uniform was all greasy.
No, his uniform was all greasy.
Because he worked in the kitchen.
Okay.
And he got on the shuttle.
And he was getting on the shuttle. To go back home.
And then at 6 o'clock.
And then at 6 o'clock.
This good looking guy.
This good looking guy.
In a nice shirt.
In a nice shirt.
Hair combed.
Oh, he was getting back on the shuttle at 6, all cleaned up to go have dinner. Okay.
It took me a while to recognize him.
It took her a while
to
recognize
figure out
him.
It was the same guy.
That's a good
So
one.
He cleans up good, huh? Yeah, he cleaned up well.
And what hat did you introduce yourself to him?
You didn't have to introduce yourself.
You didn't have to introduce yourself there.
Full of, not full of, but there's a bunch of employees, and coming back from the lodge to the housing or going the other way. But anyway, yeah. Well,
who made the first conversation, talking. Though? Who made the first talk? Who said the first words?
Keith.
You don't remember?
Keith. It was Keith.
No, we should let them remember.
I know, sorry.
But let's think. Let me just ask a question. So this is the summer of 82. You are working now. Keith is working in the kitchen and on the north rim. What were you doing up there, Keith?
I was washing pots.
Okay, so you because you had been on the south rim. How did you end up there that summer?
He was smoking pot.
It was a long story, but
well, this is the place to tell.
This is the place to tell it, says Nancy.
I was I was on the I was working at Phantom. I was working at Phantom Ranch, and there was a woman whose husband and her had gotten were fighting at each other, and so they were getting a divorce, and the woman was a person I knew really well from, because, well, here comes Bruce Aiken again, you know, and they were good friends of the Aikens, and so I knew them. Anyway, she was getting a divorce, and so we kind of hit it off really well, and I decided I wanted to quit and quit Phantom Ranch and go live with her.
Wow, that was pretty, that's pretty major.
Yeah.
Because you were really into working.
Yeah. Indeed.
Can we turn that off?
It's automatic.
I think I can.
It's
well, that's
done.
All it's
done.
We're
okay.
At an hour.
Okay.
Except for now the clock's going to go off.
Yep.
So you might want to turn it off for a
Oh,
second.
The cuckoo.
Cuckoo clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep going until it goes off.
But anyway, so I quit to go to the South Rim. Well, and then I arranged for a river trip and for us to go on, me and this girl. And
so how did you arrange a river trip?
Because I knew... people from Monkey Mat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to pause for 1 second while the cuckoo goes off.
Okay.
So, Keith, was the little snack bar there, was that always there on the North Rim, or was that come along later?
The buffeteria?
Well, whatever they call it.
Well, it was there then,
okay.
As far as I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was there then.
Yeah, I would think it was always there, but I don't know.
But anyway,
Here, hang on 1 second until this thing is done.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, I ended up arranging for this river trip for us to go on, and we went on the river trip, and the girl got all interested in one of the river
guys,
one of the boatmen.
Okay.
And so it was a bummer of a river trip.
I would say. And
that's
I thought it was going to be a romantic adventure, didn't you?
Yeah. And so I ended up, when we got off the river trip, I ended up renting a trailer in Flagstaff and staying there for the winter of, what are we at? Of 02.
No.
02.
No, wait. Okay, wait. It can't be. Because we were back.
Or 81, 82.
81, 82. Okay.
81, I'm sorry. 81, 82.
Thank you.
So, and that was a real miserable winter, too, because I was in this place and it had a pile of pieces of lumber from a lumber mill that used to be in Flagstaff. And that was my only source of wood.
Aww.
And I had this little heater, which I figured out was actually supposed to be for coal.
Oh, man.
Because it had a really low box that, you know, I could only burn one thing at a time. So
probably froze to death.
And it was in this little trailer, so
you don't have to strong.
I'd get the fire going, and the trailer would heat up to like 80, 90 degrees. And so I'd let the fire go out, and it would drop down to freezing or less, and then I'd have to start another fire, like that, you know.
Oh,
so
horrible.
It was a miserable time. So anyway, so I had put in an application to work on the North Rim or at Yellowstone, because I'd never been in either. Worked in any of those places, so, and I got the North Rim, obviously, so that spring I went to the North Rim, and started working there as a dishwasher. That's what I was hired to do, to be a dishwasher.
Okay.
And,
And that was in the spring of 82.
Spring of 82.
And she didn't probably get there till school was out, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe June.
Oh, it could have been May, but May. Still. Yeah.
If you don't mind sitting right next to her, you could help if we're having trouble understanding her. Okay, so you met on the shuttle bus.
Okay, so anyway, so we ride the shuttle bus in. But something that Nancy has not told you is that one of the major things that would happen on the shuttle bus was that everybody shared all the dirty jokes that they'd heard the previous day, or, you know. So on the way to the, from your cabin, from the cabin to the lodge, and on the way back, you heard all the latest dirty jokes. Well, Nancy was driving it. And Nancy was one of the, you know, if somebody else didn't pipe up and tell the dirty joke, she would. And so the bus got to be known not as the shuttle bus, but as the smuttle bus.
Oh, there you go. Now that is a cool story. Where did you get your jokes from, Nancy? Different people?
All our friends.
Good thing you could remember the jokes. I'm not very good at remembering jokes.
Well, you know, if you were driving along and it came to a quiet time, you have to say, hey, did you hear the one about blah, blah, blah?
There you go. And so you met that way? You were on the bus, she's driving, you have to get off.
We sort of met that way. Really, the way we met was in the bar, because she was having an affair with the bartender. And
she's not arguing about it.
and anytime the bar got busy, she would help the bartender make drinks. And when it wasn't busy, she'd, you know, maybe help clean up or whatever, or she'd make, you know, when I was there, if I was there, she'd come over and talk to me. And that's what I remember the most about her was, you know, when I first knew her, was she would talk. Come over and we'd talk about this and that and the other thing.
And we know that she thought you were cleaned up nicely. Okay.
So you were talking about when you first saw him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right, that's
bus,
when she first saw
him. On the
shuttle
bus.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. You know, is there anything else you want to say about that right now, about this period of just meeting him in the and talking to him in the bar?
Well, yeah, one more thing. She was, like I said, having an affair with the only bartender in, you know, 500 miles. And
smart
you don't, one. You know, any drinker will tell you that you don't want to piss off the only bartender in many a mile. So, you know, I couldn't, you know, I think I did make passes at her a few times, but she always said, no, I'm with, you know, with Jim, the bartender. And it's like, well, Jim saved my life a few times.
Now he's going to kill you.
No, really? there was one time when I was sitting at a table in the bar, drinking, and a friend came in with a friend of his, and I don't know what they were on, but the friend was on anyway, but he was just mean, you know. He sat down, he didn't smile, he might have shook hands, I don't know, but anyway, all of a sudden he goes, and at the time I was still wearing glasses, all of a sudden he goes, "I like those glasses."
He didn't like them.
Yeah, and I was like, "Well, I can't really do anything about it. I mean, I need them to see. I can't see without them." And that was seemed to be okay. And then a few minutes later, he said it again. "I like those glasses." I'm like, "What can I do? I can't, you know."
What can I do? I can't see without them.
All of a sudden, he just dove across the table with a fist.
Whoa.
And I luckily saw that in time to knock it away from my face so it didn't hit me. And I just dove. I ran for the bar, to get behind the bar.
Wow.
And hopefully Jim, the bartender, could help me. And indeed he did. He jumped over the bar, which was, it was a good...
like a bar.
6 feet, yeah. Off the ground. He jumped over the bar and grabbed the guy by the collar and threw him out.
Oh, my.
I was like, "Oh, thank you." I have no idea what that was.
Well, let me
about.
Ask, did, was what that was before
it?
Or after you and Nancy were connecting, that incident?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
You don't know. But, maybe we should leave it there because it would be interesting to know. It sounds like you eventually stole her away from the bartender in one way or the other. Nancy, is that what happened, or you just decided Keith was
better
choice?
It goes on. The story goes on that she ended up she and the bartender, they broke up. Now, she'll have to tell you that story. But they broke up, and I was, I went back down to Phantom that next, that would be, now we're talking 82, 83.
Right. 82, I believe.
82, and I went back down to Phantom and was working there. You got to remember that there's only one phone line, there was at the time, only one phone line that went through the canyon. And and the Rangers were all on it, and so was I, and, so was Phantom Ranch, but... we were all told, don't be on the phone for too long. And anyway, I get this phone call from Nancy, and she's someplace in southern Arizona, drunk. And she's going, "I really like you."
Was this after you went back to work in the fall?
Yep.
We've all made those calls. And so that's how then you knew she was free of the bartender at that point.
Yeah. And we made a date.
To get together,
yeah.
All right, we're gonna end it there because we are at an hour and 14 minutes. So I'm gonna turn this off right now.